now it's time for Dr. Joe's Conspiracy Countdown of the Week.
Okay, and now we're back, and on the line is our Dr. Joe, Joe Usinski, and he's here to talk about conspiracy. Okay, Joe, how's it going today?
Well, it's great to be back. I was in the Netherlands over the weekend, and I was staying at the world-famous, or particularly famous among conspiracy theorists, the Bilderberger Hotel out in Oosterbeek, Netherlands. And for the conspiracy buffs out there, you know that the Bilderberg Hotel was the location of the first meeting of the Bilderberger Group, and that group is named after the hotel. And they started meeting there in 1954, and this is a group of world leaders, media leaders, and business elites. And conspiracy theorists to this day think that this group secretly controls the world, and when they meet each year, they decide how the economy is going to run, how governments are going to run, and how to control our lives for the upcoming year.
That's exciting. So did you find out how they're going to change our life next year?
Well, unfortunately, the hotel was there, and I stayed in it, and it was a lovely four-star experience, and I checked out the amenities, including the pool, hot tub, and sauna, but there were none of the members there, so I saw no Illuminati, no Bilderbergers, and no Freemasons lurching around, although I will say there were many pictures of Henry Kissinger, so that was just as ominous.
Well, there you go. Wow, I don't know what to say.
I was there, ironically, with a group of elite Europeans to discuss conspiracy theories. So, sort of strange.
In that hotel.
Yeah.
And okay, and were they challenging conspiracy theories, or were they behind them?
I think, well, we could be behind them. I think people accuse us of being behind them, but we're just a bunch of scholars who have a sense of humor, and we study conspiracy theories and why people believe them and what their effects are. And we didn't spend a lot of time, you know, figuring out which ones are true or not, but more just trying to understand the phenomena. But just to tell you how geeky we are, we're all professors. A couple of us dressed up in black masks and robes and walked around and posted it on Twitter, and all the conspiracy theorists who follow my Twitter account said, aha, we knew you were part of a Satanist cabal. So,
well, there you go. I like how Satan gets tied into it.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of this just isn't about a group of rich people controlling things. It's a group of rich people controlling things for evil purposes, and there's some sort of occult backing to it. So there must have been some sort of satanic seance taking place when they first met there. But I didn't see any, you know, babies or, you know, or any sort of upside down crosses or anything like that.
No sheep.
No sheep.
Just, yeah, you know, I tell you. Another great day. So now conspiracy's been hitting the news, of course, because of Roseanne. And that sort of surprised me a little bit. Not that she said something very rude and racist, because she's always been kind of that way. It never surprised me. It surprised me how quick they got rid of her. But they're really focusing on her conspiracy ideas. That sort of surprised me.
So one thing that's happening right now is that since she's been kicked off the show, there's a lot of people trying to reconcile the Roseanne from the TV show, which is a warm-hearted but sharp-tongued middle-class hero. But on the other hand, Roseanne herself is a raving conspiracy theorist with sort of unstable politics. And the thing is that these don't have to be two different people. I mean, when I do polling in America, you find that a lot of the conspiracy beliefs that she holds are just incredibly popular. There isn't a lot to reconcile there. That there are normal people who share these beliefs that she has.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree with that. I just sort of I just haven't heard a lot of them, actually, in a while, anyway.
So this is good. So what I did was I compiled a top six list of Roseanne's conspiracy theories that she shared over the years, and I'm going to count them down for you. But what you're going to find is that she doesn't agree with conspiracy theories on one side of the political spectrum or the other. Instead, she sort of believes in everything, and even in the more radical stuff.
Wow. Yeah, the whole thing is sort of surprising. So what have you, what's number six?
So why don't we start? And number six is that the Pope controls the world economy. And she came out with this 2 years ago when she was talking about Bernie Sanders, because she said that she didn't like the idea that Sanders was meeting with the Pope. And then she blurted out that the Pope controls every dollar in the world. So it's absolutely true that the Catholic Church has a lot of money, but they don't control every dollar in the world. So,
yeah,
she does have some anti-Catholic sentiment there. But then when you go to number five, it's not just Catholics that she's concerned about. She's also been concerned about Jewish mind control.
Jewish mind control. So
yes.
Okay.
So you have the Catholics get the economy and the Jews control our minds. So like I said, this is the more radical fringe ideas that she has shared over time.
Oh, she's kind of anti-George Soros, it seems to me.
Yes, that's true, and I don't want to preview that, but he's going to come up later in our countdown.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of weird. But what Jews control our minds? Is it all of our minds, or is it just certain people?
Well, I mean, she wasn't very clear, because a lot of these things she just shoots out there, and some of these are just tweet size, so you don't get the full explanation. And I'm not sure she has one. But just the idea that there would be any such thing as Jewish mind control, I think, is sort of wacky in itself. Yeah. So number four, I actually have two sort of bantied together because they're very similar, and that is that she thinks that vaccines and genetically modified foods are both a conspiracy theory, and she's referred to Monsanto, the biotech company, as Monsatan. So apparently she thinks they're up to no good.
Yeah. Well, leave Satan alone.
Yeah.
You're getting a bad rap on everything. He does everything.
Satan says, hey, I only eat organic.
Yeah, that's right. Don't do any of that chemical shit. That's, whoop. Anyway.
For number three, we get a little more banal, and she thought 9/11 was an inside job. So that sort of makes sense, because Roseanne ran for president as a far-left socialist candidate. And there are a lot of people on the far left who buy into the 9/11 conspiracy theories. So that's not much of a shock. But then when we go down to our number two Roseanne conspiracy, that one has to do with Pedogate, which is sort of the idea that Donald Trump is breaking up these massive pedophilia rings that have been run by Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, and the rest of the Democratic Party. And she's tweeted about this recently, where she's praising Trump for breaking up this pedophilia conspiracy that the left is engaging in.
But how can you say that about people that you have no evidence on?
So the interesting thing is that the administration and Congress lately has been cracking down what they say is on human trafficking. But really what they've done is they've limited our internet freedom, and they've closed down Backpage.com. And that has made, you know, sex workers in our country a lot more vulnerable to violence because of it, because now they can't meet clients on the internet like they used to be able to do. But anyway, there's a lot of, you know, stings taking place where they say they're going after underage human traffickers, but in fact, they're just getting run-of-the-mill prostitutes. And what the government says is, hey, we're catching all these human traffickers when they're just getting adult prostitutes working on their own. And the administration justifies those prostitution stings by saying that they're human trafficking. And they put out some tweets about this, and Roseanne has tweeted these news stories sort of praising Trump for breaking up what she thinks are these pedophilia rings, which are run by Hillary Clinton. So she's taking something that's sort of true and then blending it into, you know, dystopian fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and when are they going to stop bringing Hillary Clinton into all these things?
You know, that's a great question, because normally when somebody loses, they sort of leave him alone. You know, it's like, hey, let's make up a Mitt Romney conspiracy theory, right? Yeah. It's like, yeah. Who cares? Or what do you think Hubert Humphrey's up to?
Yeah. Or it's you know, or start picking out people that are priming themselves to run in a position.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a few now that are kind of, it looks like they're kind of aiming them at running for president. So why not pick on them? Like, I just don't get it, because Hillary's really a past thing now. She's not coming back.
Yeah. And maybe there's some fear that she will. She still seems to be perhaps the strongest competitor to come from the Democratic field. And until you have people after the midterms starting to do exploratory committees and start traveling to Iowa, we're not going to have other people to focus on. So for now, I guess it's Hillary Clinton. And she sort of stayed in the limelight by her own choice.
Yeah, yeah, she still does things, so, well, I don't know. Yeah.
So, I have our number one, and you already previewed it for us, and that is that Roseanne believes that George Soros, the billionaire philanthropist, is actually a Nazi sympathizer, and he helped the Nazis during World War II both steal from and murder Jews. Now, this one has been quickly debunked, because George Soros was only 9 when World War II began, so that leaves him well out of the age to really aid the Nazis doing anything.
Right. Plus, that picture that Alex Jones spread around where he was dressed in a Nazi uniform, we found out that that was not George Soros.
Yeah, and actually, I think Roseanne has passed around other pictures of people dressed in Nazi uniforms. I think maybe David Hogg might have been one of them. But that's a popular meme on the internet right now. But anyway, Roseanne was explicit with this Soros tweet, and no, it does not look like Soros was a Nazi agent during the Holocaust.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, or it's not funny, but it's strange how people can hold on to these ideas and pass them as truth.
Yeah, but that's the world we live in. And as crazy as some of these things sound, if I was to do national polls on these, some of these are going to poll fairly high. I mean, 9/11 is an inside job, you know, was polling around 25% a few years ago. Vaccines sometimes poll around 20%. So these aren't views that are completely on the fringe. There are large markets for this.
Yeah, and I was reading that there was some poll now that a third of Americans don't believe the Holocaust happened.
I don't know if the number is that high, but if it was, it would be pretty wild.
Yeah.
So, but I'm sure that there is some number that's larger than zero.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is. It's somewhere in between 0 and 30, and yeah. Someone's polled a particular group. To get that high.
But, I mean, I in national polls, lizard people came in around 4%, and that seems small, but if you do the math, that's about 12 million people who think lizards are running the planet. So anything's possible.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. It always makes me feel good. Well, Joe, again, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week again.
Thanks. Talk to you next week.
To find out more about our show, guests, or listen to a previous show, visit our website at www.somethingweirdmedia.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well,
Good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.